is.
Larry Fitzgerald visiting with Cheryl Reeve, general manager and head coach of the world champion Minnesota Lynx. Coach, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, the GM job or the GM title kind of came with, you know, a few extra duties and stresses, if you will. A lot of the work was similar to what I'd done for, you know, the last eight seasons in terms of evaluation and just kind of getting an idea trade-wise what we might want to do. But it's a different thing to be the one, you know, to pull the trigger. You know, making suggestions is different than actually, you know, making the decision. And so, you know, I say there's two seasons now that I didn't sleep very well, and that's the on season and the off season.
So how do your players not see you differently than, not to minimize it, just coach?
Yeah, no, it's definitely on my mind. I don't want to, you know, let that interfere with relationships that I've forged as a coach. Mm-hmm. And so I think communication is going to be big to be able to preserve that. There's inevitably, I'm probably going to, you know, upset somebody that thinks, you know, that whatever in the contractual situations. But I just think if you're up front and you communicate, you limit the number of times that happens.
How do you improve on being the best?
We have lots of things that we can improve upon. You know, anytime you go into a season, you're more aware of the things that you need work on than the things that you're good at. And so that's the mode that we're in right now. You know, I think that we've got our hands full with getting a second group up to speed. So in order for us to have Lindsay and Simone and Rebecca to peak perform, obviously Maya and Syl are a little bit younger. They'll be able to do their thing. That second group has got to be ready to go. And so, you know, improving, maybe not as much. I think, you know, Rebecca Brunson's playing some of the best offensive basketball of her career. It's not necessarily, but can we stay the same? Can we do a little bit better than last year? But we've got to be able to at least stay the same to put ourselves in position to be one of the best.
Talk about the knowledge of Indiana State guys like you and I and what we bring to the game.
Well, I don't know if I can speak to that fully. I was a Sycamore for a little while. How long were you a Sycamore for?
I was there for 2.5 years.
Okay. So, yeah, I was there a little bit longer than you. It was, you know, a part of my journey in terms of, you know, my coaching career. And so when I think about that time there, I think a lot about the challenges of getting, you know, maybe players that were, you know, maybe accustomed to a little more mediocrity. How do you get them to want more for themselves? And so that's where I, you know, first really understood the challenges of such a thing and how important recruiting is and getting people that are self-starters, you know, that have it, that will take initiative. And, you know, we were able to get that thing, you know, where we were able to go from, you know, being at the bottom of the conference to getting an NIT bid, which was the first time since the 70s. You know, it was, I think, 20-plus years. It was challenging. I have to tell you, it was challenging. Recruiting is hard, not just to Indiana State, but college. You know, it's such a rat race, as they say. And but it was definitely some key times in my coaching career.
Coach, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Yep.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. See you soon.
All right, for sure.
Okay.